The Haynesboro works to fill a few top positions, and a website ranks the Haynes School District as number one in the state, but the data is questionable. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The Haynesboro is close to filling several department head positions, at least on an interim basis. The borough's Public Safety Commission is meeting tonight to discuss three finalists for the interim police chief job. That meeting started at 5 p.m., although most of it will take place in private to discuss the candidates. The commission is then expected to make a recommendation on the interim hire. Current Police Chief Bill Musser is on the job until May 21st. He was hired last February. The Haynesboro is also interviewing candidates for a police officer position. The Haynes Assembly on Tuesday night will decide whether to confirm two hires. A hiring committee of borough staff and Ports and Harbors Advisory Committee members recommends hiring Sean Bell as new harbor master. Bell currently works as assistant harbor master. If confirmed, he would replace Phil Benner, who resigned earlier this year. And Brian Lemke is returning to the borough pending assembly approval. Lemke would serve as interim public facilities director, taking over for Carlos Jimenez, who recently resigned. Lemke formerly worked as facilities director.
It's a strictly a short-term situation until they find somebody permanent. And it's summer, and I haven't been back to Alaska for a little while. And since it is a short-term proposition, it would be kind of interesting, and if I could stay out of the political aspects of the thing, it would be fun. So
Lemke's last stretch of employment in Haynes was immediately before Jimenez was hired in late 2012. Also, Skagway hired a new tourism director. Manager Scott Hahn says the city hired Cody Jennings to replace longtime director Buckwheat Donahue, who is retiring this month. Jennings currently works as director of retail operations for White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. We'll have more on Jennings' hire in an upcoming newscast. A ranking and review site has named Haynes School District the top in the state. Niche Academics uses a combination of parent, student, and alumni surveys and other data to rank schools. The company has faced criticism for relying heavily on self-reported data and surveys for its rankings. For example, there were only 5 parent or student respondents used in the Haynes ranking. The company was originally founded in 2002 as College Prowler, a publisher of college guidebooks. Cordova, Petersburg, Wrangell, and Valdez rounded out the top 5 in Niche's 2015 rankings of school districts. The top-ranked school district in the country by Niche is in New York. Haynes School has received other recognition for its academic excellence. The Alaska Department of Education and Early Development recognized Haynes High School as a reward school for showing growth in student achievements. And Haynes Elementary was named a Blue Ribbon School of Excellence last year by the Federal Department of Education for overall academic excellence and progress in closing achievement gaps among students. With just a few days until the first ship arrives in Southeast, the head of a cruise industry group in Alaska says 2015 should be a strong year for tourism in the state. Former state lawmaker John Binkley is now president of Cruise Lines International Association Alaska. He told the Juneau Chamber of Commerce last week that he anticipates about 1 million passengers this year. That's up more than 3% from 2014. But Binkley warned Alaska faces challenges as the cruise industry expands globally. Already, he says the state is losing market share as newer ships are deployed to ports in Asia and other parts of the world. He also says the state and local governments need to be careful with how they spend cruise ship passenger fees. For example, he said the industry is concerned about 2 multi-million dollar projects in Juneau, an extension of a seawalk and a long-planned dock expansion to allow more Panamax ships to tie up downtown.
It would be one thing if the local community were paying for the dock, but they're not. It's the visitors that are paying for the dock and the cruise companies that are paying for the dock.
Panamax ships are up to 1,000 feet long and carry thousands of passengers. University of Alaska Southeast Chancellor John Pugh challenged Binkley, saying the industry is sending mixed signals about how it wants passenger fees to be spent.
We were told we needed docks for Panamax. We worked on that. And so I guess I'm just sending a message back to you, having been a citizen who had some involvement in it. How do we actually talk to the industry? Is it the local people who are here? Is it the people who are in Shanghai?
Binkley says the cruise lines want an entirely new dock built as opposed to an expansion of the existing facilities. The first two cruise ships of the year are due in Juneau on Monday, May 4th, and in Skagway on May 5th. The first cruise arrives in Haines on May 20th. An academic exercise in direct seafood sales has taken a step toward commercial viability. Sitka Salmon Shares was organized 5 years ago by a Midwestern college professor interested in connecting individual Alaska fishermen directly with households in Galesburg, Illinois, as a way of teaching sustainable food systems. But Sitka Salmon Shares is now out of the classroom. With over 2,000 retail clients in 11 urban centers in the Midwest, the company this spring purchased a small Sitka processing plant and expects even more growth. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
It's called a community-supported fishery, or CSF. It's a spin-off of the CSA, or community-supported agriculture. Picture farmers who harvest and sell produce by the box directly to a list of customers in a nearby community. Farmers know who eats their food. Consumers know who produces it. It's a type of food system that forges bonds and communities in a way grocery stores don't. But what if those communities are 2,200 miles apart? Maybe it depends on what you're selling.
People love Sitka salmon. It's remarkable.
And salmon is easy to love. Done right, big, juicy fillets of king, coho, or sockeye sizzling on a grill can make for an unforgettable meal. So Sitka Salmon Shares founder, Professor Nick Mink, doesn't have to persuade people to purchase this experience. It's more a matter of giving them access.
One of our big goals is to provide this very seafood-starved part of the country with fish that they can't normally get at their grocery stores from a specific place, from a specific group of fishermen.
11 Southeast fishermen have partnered with Mink. Over the last couple of years, Sitka Salmon Shares has grown significantly, shipping fresh processed fish to a warehouse in Galesburg. From there, it's trucked to doorsteps in places like Chicago, Milwaukee, Madison, Peoria, and Bloomington. 2,000 households in 11 communities, and he's got 100 wholesale clients. But with growth comes a problem many businesses face: production capacity. To meet the increased demand, Sitka Salmon Shares was forced to spread out processing among several different plants in Sitka and in Juneau, plants which typically pool product from all their suppliers. But Mink says it's critical to a community-supported fishery that buyers know their producers. So he and his fishermen owners decided to purchase Big Blue Fisheries in Sitka. The 9,000-square-foot plant for the last several years has provided custom processing for sport and commercially harvested fish. Mink says that with significant upgrades in Big Blue's freezing and packaging equipment, it should allow Sitka Salmon Shares to preserve its individualized approach to seafood sales.
Or when fish comes in from Arskeel, or when fish comes in from Sarah Olin, or when fish comes in from Levi Egerton, it leaves the plant, and it gets to the Midwest as Marsh's or Levi's or Sarah's. And, so that precluded us working with some of the larger processors.
Big Blue, which will now be known as Sitka Salmon Shares Alaska, will retain many of its previous services, such as custom processing and smoking of sport-caught fish. But Mink says it will have an expanded retail area for local customers. Mink, who teaches environmental studies at Knox College in Galesburg, says he's scaling back his work there to half-time. But shifting his energy into this business doesn't mean that his academic interest in food has waned.
The food system project that we're engaging in is the rebuilding of medium-scale processing, which has disappeared both in agriculture and in fisheries during the 20th century as the food system kind of consolidated.
Mink says Sitka Salmon Shares Alaska will open its processing line in the near future. A grand opening for the public is planned in June. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.